This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel before OTA practice today. Stephon Diggs was not in attendance. Stephon Diggs, Ted Johnson, you brought this up late yesterday, is in a video making the rounds on social media where he is flirting, I guess, or having a good time with a bunch of young ladies. And then there was a substance potentially there, and that was Mike Vrabel talking about him making bad decisions. We see your calls lining up to Red Sox. We're going to get to you in just a second. We got to touch on this real quick, though. This is a terrible situation right now, Ted, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, but Stephon Diggs needs to figure it out. He's not even healthy, and he's out here being a distraction. And right now, the way Vrabel talks, he's like a bad preschooler. All I remember when my kids went to preschool is the teachers always said, make good decisions, make good decisions. And he's making bad decisions. And he's not. It's one thing if you're going to have 1,500 yards and 25 touchdowns this year, and maybe I need to take the baggage. I don't even know when you're getting on the field. So maybe just, you know, keep your nose clean, literally and figuratively right now.
Good call. Yeah, dude. It's one of those things where you just, there's a lot of things that I gleaned from that is just, it looks like a guy that's honestly, made all of his money, made a name for himself. He's just kind of hanging on for the last few years, coming off of a major injury, and feels like, I'm going to start living this post-retirement life right now kind of thing. And so you worry where his commitment level is. What is this compete level? Bad look, just a bad look for this organization. You hope it's just a one-off, that it doesn't lead to another one and another bad decision. That's the hope. But, I read something today about Kyle Williams, and I didn't realize this, but the Kyle Williams favorite player growing up, I mean, Stephon Diggs has been around for a long time. It was Stephon Diggs, right? Yep. So it's almost like here's your childhood hero that you get to play with, and you see that video and you go, okay, that's, it's just, these veterans can be so impactful on the young guys. And in a room that needs veteran leadership, it's a huge disappointment. And Mike's got his work cut out for him. This is his first major kind of obstacle that he has to navigate. Does he set an example? What does he do? How he handles Stephon Diggs is everyone's going to be watching. And so it's going to set the tone for kind of what his message is going to be. So we'll see. Just a bad kind of thing for him to have that video out there. Nothing. This is not anything good for the Patriots right now.
And about 4 hours ago, I think it was, Stephon Diggs put a bunch of videos on his IG story of himself working out. He's got some tethers on. He's running routes and doing. That doesn't make up for the previous video. I mean, those are the videos you probably should have out there. But the other thing is, it's even worse of a look to be partying and then the whole team is on the field in Foxborough and the coach is telling us you're not there. That almost compounds the issue. Forget about the substances, the partying. Like, if you got your ass back to Foxborough, that would be a slight step in the right direction. But to not be there and have – it's just a bad look, and it's something they don't need. I will say, I thought your boy Vrabel did a pretty good job talking about it today.
Yeah, I agree.
He wasn't flustered. He didn't – you know, he just kind of took it in stride and kept right on going. So, you know, for the first time he's had to deal with something like this, which – I would hope he'd do a good job. He's been around the NFL for 30 years now, and he's dealt with these things with teammates and as a head coach and all these things. It was just bad.
Real quick before we get to these Red Sox calls, yep. I know you want to get to them. This is why coaches always want control over guys in the offseason. Like, the rules used to be much more coach friendly. You kept those guys there in their towns where their teams were for most of the off season. I mean, basically coming in an early March and then just get a few weeks off at the end of June. And it's for things like this. So that's why these coaches are so obsessed with having control, so guys don't get caught doing what Stephon Diggs did.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have much more to talk about with Stephon Diggs and the Patriots. Mike Vrabel had a lot to say. We'll get into some of that later in the show, as well as tomorrow when we'll have a full 4 hours to break it all down. But, yeah, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Sean in Montana, get his thoughts on the Red Sox debacle. What's up, Sean?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call there, gentlemen. Great show as always. I have to tell you, I think the season's over. Because this team shows me that they just don't seem to care. And I am beginning to wonder if they're losing on purpose. Now, look, you might agree with me or disagree with me about it. But look what's happened over the last couple of weeks with this team. They put men on base. They leave them stranded. They make a bad pitch. They blow games. I'm going to say this, gentlemen, and every Red Sox fan listening, I'd say that this is about the worst this has been for the Red Sox since like 2011 and 2012. We all know about what happened when they did the chicken and beer and video games, which was a disaster, and that was so frustrating when that happened. But I believe it's not just the whole thing with Devers. I believe there's been a lot of other things that have probably been going on without us even knowing it.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I mean, we never know what's going on behind the scenes, especially when you have up and down seasons like this and losing. And when it starts to become obvious, usually it's been percolating sort of beneath the radar for weeks and months. Devers certainly didn't get this team off to a good start in that area, right?
No.
Like that was kind of a tone setting,
the tone for the entire spring training.
Yeah, absolutely. And for him to be, I mean, your highest paid player, your best player, your longest tenured, like, he checks all the boxes of what should be sort of your tent pole superstar leader. And for him to do what he did in spring training, you can't measure, you can't say for sure what that did. But as you said, it sets a tone. It creates a feeling. If anything, it makes more work for Cora, makes more work for Bregman, guys that are trying to pull in the right direction. And they haven't recovered. He has, you can point to that. Like, there's some people that'll defend Devers and say, well, look, he's the best hitter on the team. He's going to have a career high in walks. He's going to have 150 RBI, all these things. Yeah, and they're a terrible baseball team. So, great.
And what Sean's point was how disappointing this team is, and, you know, maybe it's disappointing since those 2011-12 teams. It's because of the expectations going into the season.
Right.
That's why, right?
Yep.
I mean, have you been more excited? Have fans been more excited about, at least on paper, what the chances of were for this upcoming season? More than this going into this year? I don't think so. I think most people were looking at this as this is the most legit team the Red Sox have fielded since 2018, and so with high expectations comes the other side, when you don't even come close to meeting them, is the disappointment and just frustration. And I echo Sean's feelings with that. It's hugely disappointing. I did not see this coming. Now, again, Bregman gets hurt. Tricasas gets hurt. Tanner Houck isn't even close to being what you thought he'd be. Trevor Story isn't even close to being his best version. And so there's just a lot of things that a lot of us didn't see coming that have happened that is really just thrown a wrench into the season. Golly.
Definitely a golly. And you know who I think is saying golly? Could be. I don't know. Is John Henry. Because I feel like you're validating his past expenditures. This year, he goes all in, spends money on Crochet, spends money on Bregman and Chapman and these guys, and he's headed towards last place. And he's at a worse pace than his baseball team was a year ago. And he's sort of proving that point that it's not necessarily about the money you spend or the investment or the return on investment. I could have been in fourth place or fifth place with a much lower payroll and making more money because of the income of the TV. And so that's what I hate. I hate that I think they did the right thing this offseason. I think they invested in the baseball team. And it's not paying dividends. And I feel like that sometimes gives these owners excuses to go back to their previous ways of not, well, we'll just go young. We were going to develop. We should have stuck to the plan. We should have just gone young all the time. We didn't need to waste the money. And I hate that. Let's go back to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Mike in Plymouth has some thoughts on the Red Sox. What's up, Mike?
Hart, that's a very frightening thought you just brought up about John Henry. I hadn't even thought of that yet. That is scary. Yep.
Yes, it is.
Real quick, before I get to the Sox, did I hear you refer to what Stephon Diggs was doing on that boat as flirting? Is that your that was the word you used there, Hart?
That's what I went with. That's politically correct, right? Keeping it simple.
That sounds like a guy that's got the FCC like lurking behind his shoulder. if you want to call that flirting.
Yeah, I'm a square. That's what they call me, right, say, Ted?
Yeah, that's
L7.
That's it. That wasn't the word I would use, but I would say that just paints part of the picture, not the whole picture. You just part of the picture was the flirting is how I would use that word in that sense.
I also didn't know that the other thing existed. I mean, I guess we can say it's pink cocaine is what it's being reportedly
Tusi.
Excuse me?
Tusi. That's what it's called. Tusi. Tusi.
Tusi. What the hell does that mean?
It's like the street name for the slang name for this pink cocaine.
And why is it pink?
Probably dye, some sort of dye. Well, it's not just cocaine. It's usually it's mixed with ketamine or meth or something.
Jesus, what is going on in this?
But
world?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's what it really was. You know, like...
Oh, Ghost is. You think of something else? What do you think?
I just think the packaging does look like if you would go to a dispensary and get marijuana, like whether a pre-roll or some sort of flower, it does come in that kind of packaging. So it did look like a weird packaging if you were going to have powder in it. Whatever it was did look pink, and it doesn't look great. But we are all speculating that it was indeed, you know, this pink cocaine stuff.
Do you, hey, yeah. Stis, if you had to bet money on it, you think when Mike Vrabel gets to talk to Stefon Diggs, and I don't know if he did or he kind of alluded to maybe talking to him already, you think he asked him what he had in that bag and he just says what you just said? Or do you think?
I got to imagine it was asked. Like, what was in that bag? What is going on? Whether Diggs is honest?
I would love to know the answer. I would love to know what Diggs said when he was asked that question.
My guess is he lied.
Andy, yeah. You're chaperoning prom tonight, right? Keep an eye out for this.
Oh, if I see a pouch with pink in it, I'm going to be like, hey, that's Toosie. Get that Toosie out of here. That's not allowed.
You know what? Can I just say this? I got to be honest. Being an addict in recovery, I feel like I'm an old guy in recovery because I didn't know what this stuff was. And I did discriminate on what I would used to take. Thank God it's been a while ago. But that I'd never heard of what Stiz just described. So that's all news to me.
I haven't either, to be fair. Like, I've just read up on it since. It seems to be like it's a Miami thing, like a Southern Florida type drug, party drug. Okay.
So the other thing that Stefon Diggs needs to keep in mind here is the way his contract has been reported, they can cut him at any time with no guaranteed money. Now, it has to be knee-related, but my guess is if they wanted to, they could find something with the knee that they could use as an excuse to cut him. So if he wants to make some money and be on the Patriots this year, he better clean up his act a little bit because they have an out.
He didn't have 12. I thought he had $12 million guaranteed, no?
No. They could cut him at any time if they claim it's knee-related and there is zero guaranteed money.
Though. But
can find a doctor. This isn't right. Nope. He's limping. He's not on the field. He's out. I bet you they could do it if they wanted to.
Well, Stefon Diggs would come back at him with something. I mean,
Patriots would come back at him. I'd be careful if I were him. I think they have some loopholes that they could try to use to get out from under.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, I'm not saying they want to, because I think they're actually counting on him to be a productive member of the New England Patriots this year, because if you watched any of the videos out of training camp, some of the other receivers you should be counting on that were draft picks a year ago look like they're batting down balls, not catching them. They got stone hands. The ball's just bouncing off. So they need Stefon Diggs, but I'm just saying he needs them as well because he didn't have a lot of interest this offseason. Remember, he said the Patriots were the only team he visited and the only team that offered him a contract. Right. So, and I don't know that teams are going to be lining up after these videos and this – Toosie and pink cocaine and these other things added to the mix. So he needs to be careful. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. One more segment here on WEEI Afternoons, an abbreviated day. But remember, 2:15 tomorrow, we're going to talk to Alex Cora, and boy, do we have a lot to ask of him. Stick around. More calls, odds and ends next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.